MEOTA. Well, we got some clouds but nothing in the way of rain. The high winds on Saturday afternoon may have moved swaths of canola, if any is down. We don't get winds that strong very often, thank goodness for that. August 23 found 2.5 tables at the bridge game in the Pioneer Hall with top score going to Vern Iverson and Albert Blaise. Three couples tied for second place, Janine Beloyne and Jane Groves, Margaret Dyke and Anna Walbillig and Donna Sherman and Linda Ard. August 25 with three tables in play, top were Linda Ard and Jean Laws with Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig coming second. This is always a time of good fellowship. The United Anglican Church is resuming Sunday services at 1:30 p.m. during September, October and November. The last cemetery cleanup day on August 25 was not as well attended as usual, with harvest on the go and farmers all busy. However, the crew that did show up worked until they ran out of gas, not quite finishing, but still a good job done. Linda Ard showed up with coffee as usual. At the Dew Drop in Friday evening, another night of playing canasta was enjoyed. There were 18 players, so one table of six. Top score went to Janice Morton and David Ottas. Second were Gwen Lacherty and Lynn Hiles, and third were Linda Ard and Dave Sayers. Being it was Vern Iverson's birthday, his sister Arlene Walker treated everyone to chocolate cake and ice cream. A picture showed up on Facebook of Paul Lanz with a couple beautiful dahlias, from August 13, 1944. Paul and Estelle had a cabin at Lanz Point from 1908 to 1952. No wonder the point was named for them. August 28 found 24 golfers out to enjoy the fellowship and friendly competition. The winners with a great score of 37 were Larry Dyke, Kent Morton, Juliet Tebay and Jack Day. The consolation winners were Lucille Gregoire, Carol Dyke, Sandy McVitie and Ken Buczynski. We had the opportunity to welcome two visitors, the Jaworskis from Minnesota who were visiting friends. Sven Christensen is being moved to Battleford's Regional Care Center for his therapy sessions, as of Tuesday, and welcomes company anytime. A memorial service was held in the Dew Drop in August 27, honoring the late Wally Johnson, a one-time resident in Miota. Effective August 26, for a period of 10 to 14 days, the Ifley Road will be closed from Highway 4 to the Lanz Road due to safety concerns. The detour route is Glenrose Road and Range Road 3163. The detour route is restricted to secondary waits and single-lane traffic only crossing the Crystal Creek Bridge.